I've said each day this week that those poll figures demonstrating that the Turnbull government is in big trouble and it's behind Labor and Malcolm Turnbull's figures are going through the floor, there is a reason for all of this. And one of the reasons is the perception that nothing is happening, that the difficult issues aren't being addressed. Now, I make this point this morning because some of the figures I'm going to talk to you about are lotto stuff. And there is no debate about any of this. And yet this is the tab that's being run up, the big credit card. I made these points at election time, but I'm not the only one bewildered by... I have no time, by the way, for the bureaucracy in the Defence Department. No time. And you know what's happened at Oakey and Williamtown. And these people, all they do is cover up. Well, they do two things. Cover up and make sure they get rid of the Defence Minister. They don't take instructions from civilians. And I've told Maurice Payne this over and over again. She's the new Defence Minister. Now, I'm sure I'm not the only one, as I said, bewildered by the increase in defence spending outlined in a white paper early this year. None of this is debated. And these figures are lotto figures. Our total defence spend over the next 10 years. You with me? Over the next 10 years. Have a guess. According to the white paper, $195 billion, including $50 billion on that announcement to win a couple of seats in Adelaide. A new submarine fleet to be designed by a French outfit, DCNS. I've talked about this before. They're unreliable anyway. Well, anything French is by and large unreliable. But talk about throwing money into a bottomless pit on the advice of a defence department, which has a long history of wasting money, making poor decisions, and then exercising cover-ups. Well, if that wasn't worrying enough, in August, this DCNS, the French outfit, which will receive billions of dollars of your money. I mean, there's a case, isn't there, for a plebiscite? If someone says they're going to have $195 billion over 10 years, there's got to be a case to get a mandate from the electorate for that kind of money. Well, wait on, hang on. So then we find out this French outfit, which is going to receive billions of dollars of your money to design 12 submarines for Australia. This French outfit, DCNS, became the victim of an Edward Snowden-like leak. The leak ran to 22,400 pages. And it details the entire secret combat capability of the submarines designed for the Indian Navy. So the enemy knows everything. No, they don't. No, because Malcolm Turnbull and Christopher Pine, well, he's... past his use-by date, Christopher Pine, he's the Defence Industry Minister, played down the leak. They said, well, no, hang on. They won't know all our secrets, all the secrets of our new submarine fleet, because Australia's short-fin Barracuda submarines will be, quote, completely different from India's Scorpene submarines. And you'd say, well, they would say that, wouldn't they? Except that Gerard Audet, the chief naval architect of the short-fin Barracuda, that's our outfit, the ones we're going to have built, says that's not so. He says Australia's submarines will have key motor, generator and electrical systems in common with the Scorpene, the Indians. And yet here are 22,400 pages detailing the entire secret combat capability of the Indian submarines. So in other words, the leaked DCNS material could theoretically jeopardise the future security of our 50 billion if you're lucky, plus submarine fleet. Surely, therefore, we wouldn't go ahead with all this nonsense. Surely the project should be cancelled the minute this damaging leak was discovered. What do we get from the government? Nothing. Saying, oh, no, that's not the case. And the public are kept in the dark. Mushroom Club. And the polls keep going south.